Hi, and welcome to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services in the College of Engineering. This week, I'm happy to introduce Christine Zhu and discuss self-care for college students with her. Self-care is a topic that I know is important for all of our students, and sometimes everyone can use a little reminder of what it means to take care of yourself, and even what the benefits could be. Christine, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what support you provide for our community of students?
Sure. So my name is Christine Zhou, and I actually have a Chinese name, originally from China. It's Shuang Mei. I'm a counselor from Counseling Psychological Services in the Tan Center. About 5 years ago, we established a satellite office located at 241 Bechtel, specifically serving engineering and CS students. And so we have non-urgent walking hours from 2 to 4 p.m. on Tuesdays and from 10 to 12 noon on Wednesdays. If this is an urgent situation, I want to let you know that you should use the same-day walking services and counseling psychological services in the Tan Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
So we're hearing the term self-care a lot thrown around. What exactly does that mean?
So in simple terms, I would say, self-care just means taking good care of yourself physically and emotionally.
And what is the number one thing you want college students to do when thinking about taking care of themselves?
Well, a lot of the times when students come to me to ask for help and they struggle with, and everybody understands self-care is essential, but and they often tell me like, Christine, I have so much stuff to do. And the last thing I can think of is that I'm spending time on self-care. But I usually tell students the analogy of a car maintenance. If you want your car to run smoothly and without any problem, you will have to take it to the mechanics and also put fuels on it. Taking good care of the engine instead of abusing it. So it is a very interesting concept. A lot of students will feel like I would not have the luxury to focus on self-care. But on the other hand, if you don't take good care of yourself, and you for sure will get burned out and then you will not be able to function physically, emotionally.
So what is a good way to make sure that you're taking enough breaks when studying?
Yes, that's a very good question. When you started to notice that you're checking your phones, emails, or being distracted, and apparently you're not really being quite productive, and it probably will be a good time to get up and take a little break. And when I say that take a break, a lot of the time the students say, well, I'm taking a break by watching the videos or movies or checking on my phone. But I would say it probably would be more efficient more helpful if you can get up, take a walk, and maybe even get a snack. Just move your body around. And I think it will be a lot more sort of help you to refresh. And it's very common to feel guilty. A lot of students say that they feel they cannot take breaks because, again, they have so many unfinished tasks. However, if you're not efficient, you might as well, do something to help you to refresh rather than sitting there and just doing nothing.
I know one of the tricks that I had heard once for studying was leave something across the room that you might need just to force you to get up and like walk and get something to come back.
Yeah, just move your body around or like switching between subjects or, between like studying by yourself or having a discussion with other people, the group study, but just mix it up. And if you sit there like 5 hours straight and you're zoning out and apparently you're not really making good, use of your time.
No, that totally makes sense. And emotional support has to be important for our students. So what would you think is a good way for them to get that emotional support?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of resources on campus. I actually have students come to me sometimes right before graduation. And they say, wow, I did not even know this resources exist. And so I would say one thing is to know what kind of resources support is available on campus. For example, if you check out the website of the Tan Center, the Counseling Center, there is a huge section on self-help. And so we have tons of online resources, for example, articles, handouts, assessments, videos that you can watch and help you to understand a little bit of, for example, what is the symptoms, what are some of the common struggles and when you're feeling anxious or depressed. And also we offer groups. These groups are free and they are on campus. For example, we offer managing stress, anxiety, depression group, building social skills group, and a lot of support groups for different populations, student of color, queer students, grad students. In addition, we often, we offer short-term individual therapy, and that's part of what I offer for students here at Bechtel. So anybody will be qualified for up to 5 sessions for free for the whole year, and I can work with you to sort of tailor to your needs and then figure out an individualized plan how to focus on self-care. And also, Tan Center offer a broader services for physical health, like nutritional health counseling, sexual health, substance use and eating disorder, body image programs. And so there's quite a lot of resources. I mean, just even talking about the Tan Center alone, and you don't have to know everything. And I think all you need to do is actually to reach out. I mean, it could be me, the counselor, but also it could be your academic advisor. And that's another thing I think the pitfall of when I talk to students, they say, I've been struggling for the whole semester and I don't know what to do and I don't know what's available. But I would say when you're struggling, don't just be alone and then talk to somebody. And I would say maybe your advisor will be the first person and you can reach out to, and they would be able to connect you to all the resources on campus.
And the advisors, you can get a hold of them through engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS. It's either make an appointment or you can come and drop in. We have drop-in hours on Wednesday. And for the Tang Center email address, that's uhs.berkeley.edu/counseling. And I'm going to have both of these links up on our website to make sure that you can find out about the resources. And I know other resources that we should probably talk about that are available on campus for students that I'll make sure that I list on the website have to do with if you're worried about getting food or if you want a place to be able to exercise and move your body around a little bit and have a safe space to do that in. So we've got information for RSF. And the RSF is part of the students' fees to come here. So if you're a current student, you get to go there for free.
Yep. And in terms of the food resources, there is a UC Berkeley food pantry, and it is a great resource for students who are low income or you're struggling just to, meet your buy a meal. And it actually has quite a lot of variety of foods. And I've had students come to me and they actually say the food pantry saved their life. And again, as Laura mentioned, we're going to list the information and how to access.
Yeah, the food pantry has like fresh vegetables. It's not you're going and getting like good food for you.
Yep.
And do you have any other creative ways that students can unplug and rewind, make themselves a priority?
Everybody's different. I mean, these are some of the things I've heard over the years from students. For example, this is cold. I mean, still it's cold. It's winter. It's raining. And, somebody told me that, the favorite thing to do is to take a bubble bath. And, take like 4 or 5 minutes to an hour and put some scented oil and it's just sort of pamper yourself instead of, spending $200 to go to a spa. And you can light some candles and get a bubble bath and play some music. And also, another thing is when it comes to food, I mean, I understand and students are very busy, but sometimes cooking can be really, really relaxing. Plus, you can make something that you really like. And also, sometimes you can get friends together and treat everybody. And then so it turns into not only just good food, but also the opportunity to social. Another thing is that I've heard students say they really, really, have a hard time interacting with people, but they really like animals. And so, I mean, of course, not everybody can have their own pets here on campus, but then you can maybe go to an animal shelter, can volunteer there, just to pet some, play with dogs and cats, or even go to a pet store. I mean, just to look around and see all the pets makes you happy. And also hiking. I mean, I would say any kind of physical activities around. I mean, even here on campus, I've had students tell me that, when they're getting stressed and the favorite thing to do is go hike somewhere and to see the watch sunset here on campus. And also another thing, very interesting, that art, any kind of art-related, creative activity, for example, playing musical instruments, painting, singing, and dancing. It's just using a really a different type, you know, different part of your brain. So that's, you know, that's really refreshing. And I would say also go for, you know, like, you know, talk to somebody and don't just suffer alone. Reach out to your friends and to your families. And, you know, I also understand, you know, some people would say, you know, I feel really lonely. I don't really have somebody to talk to. But it's, that's part of the reason why we're here for you. And so we get a chance to sort of help you to figure out how to build a social support system. The last thing I would say is that, you know, do something out of your routine. Try something new. You know, do some, you know, even like say going to check out a new restaurant or, you know, try a new hobby. I mean, something new and starting fresh sometimes will really help you to feel like, well, you know, it's very unrewind and feeling like, oh, maybe I'm doing something actually I enjoy doing rather than just fulfill all the obligations and responsibilities. So the key is that to know yourself. Everybody's different. And so I would say experiment and try a couple of things. And then, you know, at the back of your head, and you have a list, a couple of things, favorite spot, favorite food. And so when you are actually stressed and you don't have to sort of struggle and to come up with something on the spot, you already know what makes you happy and what makes you refreshed.
And is there anything else that you wanted to add? That list was awesome. I think I need to incorporate that in my life on a regular basis.
No, I think that's it. I mean, if you really want to talk a little bit more, like I said, and then feel free to stop by the 241 Bechtel. The walk-ins are free, and also they're very informal. You don't have to fill out some paperwork and, you know, go through the hurdles, and you don't even have to walk all the way across campus to the Tan Center. That takes about 20 minutes. That's really long. So just like, you know, just stop by, pop in, and we can have a chat and sort of see what we can do to help you.
Well, Christine, thank you so much for stopping by today. We're going to make sure that we have all of the links up on the website, the Welcome Berkeley Engineer, or excuse me, welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu, so that you can easily click on these links and get the help and support that we can offer you. And thank you so much for coming by today, Christine.
You're very, very welcome.
And we'll talk to everyone later. Thank you for tuning in to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. Bye.